Irving drives, Hoekstra inside, pulls up, misses, rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup, oh, blocked by James!
Yes. LeBron James did go on to win his third ever finals, and the city of Cleveland was now a city of champions for the first time in many decades. LeBron James solidified himself as a hometown hero, but it was never easy for him to achieve his goals. He became a hometown hero in many other ways than bringing his city a championship that he promised to give. From missing 83 days of school in fourth grade to opening a school of his own, how did LeBron James become a king off the court as much as on the court? Growing up poor in Akron, LeBron James experienced the struggles of life early on. He skipped tons of school because of the struggles at home, and according to Duxter's a sports education website, LeBron James moved several times throughout his life, including up to 7 times in 1 year alone. He grew a passion for basketball, and once he became able to play high school basketball, he was the clear superstar on his team. And throughout his high school career, he racked up many awards and earned the name The Chosen One. Due to his creation of his new school, his impacts within politics and social issues, and his economical importance to the community he has belonged to, LeBron James should be considered one of the greatest men to ever do it on the court, and even more importantly, off the court. It wasn't always about sports for LeBron James. Projected to go number one in the NBA draft straight out of high school, LeBron skipped college to pursue his dream of becoming a professional basketball player. Even though he didn't go to college, he's still one of the most influential businessmen in the world and has tons of economical impact. LeBron James is a helper no matter where he goes or plays. If he does not know it himself, James will use his voice to advocate for issues and bring them to a more national stage for something to get done. In his childhood, LeBron James aspired to be like the basketball legend of Michael Jordan, but mostly admired Allen Iverson. Iverson grew up similarly to LeBron, as he struggled in his early life to make it out of his inner-city lifestyle. An article in Bleacher Report says that LeBron James considered Allen Iverson as a god to him. It is crazy to think that LeBron has surpassed Iverson by crazy amounts, and now is approaching the level of being compared to and debated upon with Michael Jordan, the all-time great. After becoming successful on the court, LeBron knew it was time to give back to all the communities that helped achieve his greatness. LeBron James didn't address one specific problem, but he helped solve the solutions of many which impacted all kinds of lives. LeBron James was constantly seen as advocating on social media when an issue had touched upon him and needed to be spread. In Sports Illustrated article, it mentions how LeBron James posted his thoughts about the crimes committed against victims Tamir Rice and Trayvon Martin. Both of these young men were fatally shot by police officers for the sole reason of being their race. LeBron James could not let this slide pass and made the most of his voice, not only to send condolences, but to make a large issue and help end police brutality against all different races, including his own. LeBron James was as much of an entrepreneur and businessman as any other successful one. He had created his own TV show when he played during his second stint in Cleveland called Cleveland Hustle. LeBron did not do this show to benefit himself as another source of income, but instead he created it as an opportunity for local businesses in his community to grow and succeed. According to an article in The Observer and Easton states, its goals were to give the small business owners a chance to be heard, and if LeBron and his team decided on it, they would set them up for financial aid and help grow their franchises. In addition, LeBron had bought a percent of Blaze Pizza, which with the help and resources of James, both socially and financially, they were able to become extremely successful. A statistic from the website High's Nobiety highlights that LeBron first invested in Blaze Pizza when they only had 2 shops open in LA. And now within 4 years, they are the fastest growing chain with over 200 restaurants. James's biggest accomplishment to date was opening his I Promise school in his hometown, Akron, Ohio. According to the New York Times, Erica L. Green explains the school was created based upon the principle of helping at-risk children suffering from either being on the path of dropping out of school or having behavioral issues that were not able to be aided with the public Akron schools. In addition, the school has helped with these kids' overall morale, bringing them back up onto their feet when no one thought they could do it. LeBron is preventing kids from the struggles he's faced throughout his childhood and providing them with the guidance they need to create a path towards a bright future. What made LeBron so uniquely successful was his business skills and the successful brand he built around his name, along with the economic impact that he had wherever he went. Part of the reason for LeBron growing up and building such an advanced life skills was due to his father, which was not around, and he was allowed to mature faster and had to take care of more people and had a bigger responsibility in his family. LeBron ended up changing lives of many people without directly knowing it. LeBron James had affected tremendous amounts of people with something called the LeBron effect. Before I get into that, though, I'd like to address the impact of the I Promise School. LeBron gave all the rising seniors scholarships to Kent State University in Akron, Ohio, which is a big deal since most of them would have not attended college in the first place. In addition, he's paying for their tuition, which they probably could not afford. On top of that, the school provided meals for kids due to kids not receiving meals at home because their families were at risk and couldn't afford to put breakfast or dinner on the table. The LeBron effect was that every city that LeBron came to play in, or even just visited for one game, or saw an instant growth in sales and their economy and business in general. When LeBron moved to play in Cleveland, Miami, and currently in Los Angeles, each new location saw a surge of new jobs and employment rates skyrocketed since the King had brought his talents there. It helped local businesses stay open and boosted the city's economy at a rapid rate. LeBron will continue to affect society even after basketball due to his vocal personality and highly respected opinions on social media. He also has the LeBron James Foundation, which will remain open and help the community. Most importantly, the I Promise School will continue to affect the bright future, and because it is taking all these kids who have struggled with their hard childhoods and turn them around to become successful and offer a huge jumpstart compared to what they had before. As LeBron James has said, "I do this because it's bigger than me personally." LeBron has changed the responsibility of an athlete, and he will keep his commitment to all the work once he is retired. And LeBron is because he still has the LeBron James Foundation and the I Promise School. His voice will be just as big as then as it is now, because he is not the kind to shy away from the public once retired. We should judge him very positively, because LeBron is more than an athlete due to his mentality of making millions on millions of dollars. And although he makes luxury purchases, his first thoughts are always, "How can I give back and help my community?" Most athletes, no matter how wealthy they have, not helped the community and to the world as an extent of LeBron James. A cool story about LeBron was that LeBron was even saving his best friend's life because NBA All-Star Carmelo Anthony, he was in the water on a fishing trip with him, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Paul, and he could not be seen in the water. LeBron jumped in, dove into the water, and saved his friend from drowning in the ocean and swam him back to safety. So LeBron James has been an influence across the world, helping many lives of kids. And then here's a quick word from LeBron James.
And for me to be in a position where I have the resources, I have the finance, I have the people, I have the structure, and I have the city around me, why not? You know, why not continue to do great things where you can help the youth, you can help the next, Barack Obama or Michelle Obama, you can help the next, Sean Diddy Combs or Jay-Z, you can help the next, LeBron James, you can help the next, whatever the case may be,